From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea fired what appeared to be another intercontinental ballistic missile, analysts said reached about 4,500 kilometers in altitude and flew nearly 1,000 kilometers before crashing within Japan's exclusive economic zone. It was the first missile launch since mid-September and brought this response from President Donald Trump.
A missile was launched a little while ago from North Korea. I will only tell you that we will take care of it. We have General Mattis in the room with us, and we've had a long discussion on it. It is a situation that we will handle.
Mr. Trump also conferred with Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Defense Chief Mattis called the North missile testing a global threat.
It went higher, frankly, than any previous shot they've taken. It's a research and development effort on their part to continue building ballistic missiles that could threaten everywhere in the world, basically.
Analysts said on a normal trajectory, the missile could reach most of the U.S. North Korea continues to conduct nuclear missile testing in defiance of U.N. Security Council sanctions. The council is set to meet later Wednesday on the matter. Following the launch, South Korea conducted a missile firing test, President Moon Jae-in warning the situation could get out of control. Uhuru Kenyatta was sworn in Tuesday for a second term as Kenya's president, vowing to unite all Kenyans after a divisive election season that saw the Supreme Court nullify results of an August election followed by an October rerun.
I undertake today to be the custodian of the dreams of all and to be the keeper of the aspirations of those who voted for me and those who did not.
The October election was boycotted by the opposition. Leader Raila Odinga vowed to have his own inaugural ceremony December 12. This is